Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Bree. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yes.
So happy to have you both. So let's chat where you've been up to since you started a new podcast this summer. So tell us about it.
What have we been up to, Sarah?
The pandemic made us do it. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
It started with the pandemic, it started with the book, and now we have a podcast.
Yeah. But it's funny because the two of us were like thinking about it separately. I know it's something that had actually been in my mind for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And then one day Brie messages me on Voxer. She's like, "Hey, I have this idea." And I'm like, girl.
And Sarah, it was like five my time. So it was like 6 year time.
Yeah.
What are we doing this early in the morning?
But yeah, it just kind of grew and it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. We didn't want to step on any toes. So like Sarah said, like we were thinking about it separately. Mm-hmm. We had both read A Harlequin Intrigue and loved it. Like I started it and I messaged Sarah and I'm like, I knew she had it. And I'm like, yo, you have to read this book. And like, I know her, she's very like, I made a TBR, I'm going to read this. And like, for whatever reason, she's like, okay, I'll start it. So she started it like, I think like an hour or so after me. So we both finish it close and we go on Goodreads and we're like, nobody's rated or reviewed this book. And I think looking back on it now, we were probably reading it early. Like
I think
early
we had arcs. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, so, but we were still kind of like ticked off. We're like, people need to know about this book.
This book, yeah.
So that's really kind of how like, so we like kind of stewed on it for like weeks. And then I messaged her. I'm like, do you think, because she's part of Read Bliss. And so I'm like, do you think Harlequin would ever start a podcast? Like if they are, then we won't entertain the idea. And she's like, I don't know. So what do? We reach out to the great Stephanie.
Over at Harlequin.
From the Harlequin publicity team, like, if this is in the works, we'll leave it alone. And she's like, go for it. It's not in the works. And now here we are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God. I love that you reach out to the great Stephanie because I love Stephanie too. So
Stephanie's amazing.
The greatest to do it, man.
Right?
She's amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So Sarah, you're like a seasoned category romance, you know, reader. So tell us your category romance journey, like, and which ones are your favorite lines?
So I've been reading them for, God, I'm going to show my age, over 20 years now.
And I picked age, girl. You're right? Fabulous.
You're just 21. Right? You just started when you
were. I started them when I was a year old, right from the cradle. My aunt read like every, and we found this talking to other authors, that a lot of authors got their start when they were young, getting them off their sisters or their mom. I remember my aunt reading them, but I mean, I would just like kind of look at them and be like, oh yeah, those were Aunt Sandy's books. And then I was going up, it was actually in the summertime, I was going up to the cottage and I stopped at some store for something. And I saw a Harlequin Duets novel, which are no longer being published. And they were like, two rom-com books in one. So you're getting like two full-length novels in one. And I'm like, oh, I need something to read for the next week while I'm up at the cottage. So I grabbed the book. I finished it that day. I'm like, okay, now I need to go back into town and buy all of these. And I was hooked. That just got me hooked because I have always been a series reader. I loved The Babysitter's Club and Sweet Valley High when I was a kid. Because there's something about knowing what you're getting into when you pick up either a series book or a category book. And that's why I keep saying how much I love category, because people will pick up a book and like, especially now with like all these very cartoonish illustrated covers, you pick up that book, you don't know the spice level, to be honest. You don't know what kind of, you know, if it's going to be like a really serious book or a very light and fluffy book. But with category, if you see an intrigue, you know the spice levels, if you've read them before, the spice level is going to be low. It's going to be high drama, high action, you know, a bit of romance in there. So you're safe. And that's why I love them so much. And so the intrigues are my favorite. I love, because I just love the romantic suspense. The romantic suspense line's another favorite. I miss the duet line. Oh my God, I miss the Blaze line so much. Bree and I have talked about this so much to the people at Harlequin, bring it back.
They would never let us in the building.
No, God, no.
Get security.
Yeah, we'd be outside protesting. But it's funny because everybody we talk to is saying the same thing. Like they miss like the Blaze line and there's certain lines, but yeah. So I have pretty much been reading them for about 20 years and I love them because exactly as I said, you know, when you pick one up, what you're going to get and there's no real surprises generally most of the time. Yeah. Yeah.
So how about you, Bree? When did you start reading Category? And you've been accumulating quite a few over the past
year. One or two dozen.
So like y'all both know, I didn't start reading romance until like 2 weeks before I was turning 30. So like 2017, and like started reading romance or whatever. And then I found Sarah on YouTube. And by this point I had found like that romance was being talked about on YouTube. And just for me, like every time I find somebody that's doing something different, it feels like you discover that community all over again. So when I found Sarah, I was like, okay, here's this woman talking about romance, but she's talking about something that none of the other girls are talking about. And I was hooked. And so really it was like, I was like, I want to be her friend because she's talking about stuff nobody else is talking about. So kept watching her videos, commenting, we become friends. And it was really through her. And it was like, wow, like I've literally been around these books my whole life, but I hadn't noticed them because I wasn't thinking about them. I don't know. So yeah, it was really through Sarah. And like, you keep hearing her talking about these books with excitement. And like, she really believes in these books and loves these books. And it's like, I'm gonna try one. And what I've learned like from her, like she has this amazing video about, series that have been discontinued. I forgot what you titled it.
The Ghosts of Harlequin Past.
Yeah, the Ghosts of Harlequin Past. Yeah, she put it out last year, like during Halloween.
At Halloween, yeah.
Crazy. But like, just, you know, anything that you like, Category probably has. Like, I love paranormal. I love horror. Like, I grew up reading horror. So it's like, well, why haven't I explored paranormal more? Well, Harlequin Category Romance has had tons of paranormal series, the Nocturnes and the Shadows and the Gothic line. So literally whatever you like, they probably have or have had a series for. And then one thing that I learned from Sarah too, a lot of our favorite authors, like I love Jill Shalvis, I love Debbie Maycomber, she's my first romance author. They wrote Category Romance. So like their backlist is so much more like crazy long than you probably realize. So yeah, it was really thanks to Sarah.
You're welcome.
So I'm so happy like I get to do the podcast with her because she has like the OG mentality where I'm like, screw them, they're getting rid of Dare. She's like, hold on a second, they've done this before, there's
this happens,
like calm down.
I love this. So let's see. Let's try about some recommendations. Let's try about some romance, some Category romance. Do you have some recommendations based maybe on lines or maybe some specific authors that, you know, or tropes that we should look for, you know, that are easily defined in these Category romance?
Should we start with the one that started the podcast, the Katie Richards?
Go ahead. Yeah. It was definitely on the list.
Pursuit of the Truth by Katie Richards. It's a Harlequin intrigue novel. And oh my gosh, Brie, right from the get-go, it was just like action, you know? Yeah. She gets thrown in front of a car and then, you know, like
a taxi.
Yeah, in New York.
Like on the third page of the book. I'm like, what are we reading?
What the heck is this? But it was a great, we learned from talking to other authors, the difference between the intrigue line and the romantic suspense line. So the intrigue line, the intrigue part of it, or the mystery or whatever you want to call it, is front and center. The romance is like B plot, whereas with the romantic suspense line, the romance is plot A and the action is part B, is like the B plot. And this one, though, the one by Katie Richards, I mean, it brought it. And the romance, though, was still there, and she balanced it so well, so well between the two.
Yeah, because they worked, well, the heroine owned a hotel, and the hero had always been around. He was like a contracted security guy that she had brought in. So what she did was have, like, now that this stuff is, the heroine's basically being stalked and followed, and she has no idea why. And so, like, there's parts of that book that are kind of scary as a woman to read, because you're like, this could easily be me. I could easily be caught up in some mess and have no idea that I'm even a part of it.
Yeah.
But they've already worked together. They've had a crush on each other, but they respect that professional boundary. Like, she's my boss, I'm the security guy, like, I have a job to do, she has a job to do. But then this action stuff is happening, and it's like, okay, now I'm gonna a lot closer, I'm gonna be everywhere you go to protect you. So now we have that close proximity that we love. It was so good. It was so good.
It was really good, really
and
good.
And it started it all.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, one I read really recently was A Marriage of Equals by Elizabeth Rolls, which is a historical, you haven't read that one yet, Brie, have you?
I haven't read it yet.
No, okay. What I loved about it, it was a Regency historical, however, it wasn't dukes or earls or viscounts. She was literally a shop owner, and he was the secretary to some nobleman person. And the two of them end up trying to hide this other girl. Like, that's the main plot of the book, is that they're trying to keep her hidden, but they have a fake relationship to make it, to give the illusion of why he's coming and going from her tea shop or her coffee shop. And she was a Jamaican born daughter of a slave and a white owner. And she came to England, and he's a white man. So it was a great diverse read as well. I really loved it. But the part that got me with that one, because I'm such a history buff, was, as I was telling Brie when I finished it, there's an author's note at the end about where she based the main character off of. And I loved it. It was so, so good. If you want a really good diverse historical, you need to check that one out for sure.
Okay. Add into my TBR.
Yeah, I got like a middle of the night message, like, I loved the book. And then I got to the author's note and I loved it even more.
Yeah.
Sarah's such a sucker for a good. I'm like, author's I'm the note, only person that reads the author's note. Now I need to, like, I like upped my game and like I read them first. I mean, Harlequin authors, we're lucky. Like, they tend to write us a note before the book starts, which I think is so sweet. It feels so old school. But then I'm like, okay, the book's over. But here's Sarah still reading the author's
note. Yeah.
So the first one that I want to recommend, a nocturne, and it's Keeper of the Shadows. So it is book three in a series. It's The Keepers of LA. So it's a spinoff of another series called The Keepers. And it's Heather Graham, Alexandra Sokoloff, and I think one other author, I'm blanking on her name, but they kind of tag teamed the first series and then this series together. But in Keeper of the Shadows, the heroine is what they call a keeper, and she's basically there to keep the peace between the paranormal world and the human world. And it's set in LA, and the whole thing is like, it's so easy for people to blend in Los Angeles because it's a city where people come to reinvent themselves, hoping to get into the business. So the paranormal world really blends in. And this, like, I don't know, late teenager kid that the keeper is familiar with, he's found murdered. And so she's like investigating his murder, basically. And she starts hearing like old Hollywood stars have been seen. Like, she come to find out the kid that's killed, he was a shifter and he could shift into old dead Hollywood stars. And I love me some old Hollywood. So I was like, oh my God, give it to me. So it's her romance with another shifter as they're like trying to investigate it. Like, it's all, I found that my kink is romantic suspense, but it has to have some paranormal in it. Like, I love that. So again, it's like the third book in a series, but I read it first in that series and I loved it. I've since gone back to start with the previous series and then make my way up. And it introduced me to Heather Graham, which is one of Sarah's faves.
Love her.
And she loves like history and paranormal stuff as well. So it is incredible. It's so fun reading through this series.
Yeah. Speaking of Heather Graham, I got to mention it, even though it's a old book published in 86. I just read it, but it's been republished because Heather Graham is so well known. They're republishing her old stuff. So this was an old Silhouette intimate moments book from 86, but you would now know it as the Harlequin romantic suspense line. And it's called A Matter of Circumstance. And if you've ever seen the movie Overboard with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, which is a favorite of mine, it really gave me those elements where it's this woman who is kidnapped because they think she's somebody else. So everybody thinks she's somebody else. She knows who she is. And she thinks they're all someone else. So it's like this, it's got a bit of, I want to say like comedy to it, but it's not really, it's very serious in a way. But she's kidnapped on this boat off the Florida coast in the Bahamas, and she's being held captive. And there's a police officer who jumps on the boat to rescue her. So now the two of them are together and they end up on this island together. Now, because it was written in 86, there may be some things that modern romance readers might consider problematic, to use that terminology. Mm-hmm. But if you read it for what it is, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun ride, really, you know, action packed, great characters. And again, I mean, Heather Graham is a favorite of mine, and I'm trying to read everything from her backlist.
What a backlist, cuz.
And I'll be here for a while.
So I want to mention A Desire that we read, and we Waking Up Married by Reese Ryan. Yes. She was our first guest on the podcast, and it was so much fun. But we love the whole childhood friends to lovers. So if you're a fan of that, Dallas and Zora, their romance is just so, I felt like this book reminded me of the movie The Hangover. Yes. Reese Ryan mentioned the title and I was like, oh, I can see, like, another movie. And I was like, I can see that. But like the first half of it, it felt like a romantic comedy because of the way she situates things. Like, they're best friends, they go to Vegas because the hero has some event and he's like, hey, I need you, can you come and like be my guest? And she's like, sure. They've been best friends forever. She like protected him from bullies on the playground back in the day, and their friendship just has blossomed. And so they're in Vegas, they go to his event, and then they're like eating brownies in the hotel room, not knowing that they're edibles. I remember her saying, like, I don't think they are going to let me do this. And they let her do it. So they like wake up and they have no, like, she has a ring on her finger and they're married. And it's like, how did this happen? So of course, what do? We check social media. She's like, well, at least I didn't put it on there. And he's like, oh yeah, you did. And it's like all over your family's company's page and everything. So it's kind of like backtracking to figure out, okay, what did we do? And now we know we're married. So now what are we going to do, kind of thing? And it was just, it was so good. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Desire feels like adult prom. Okay. Like, I love their covers. Their covers are gorgeous. I love like the diversity that we see in that line. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. So yeah, Waking Up Married, y'all, go read it.
So I'm going to bring one that is from, I think, Bree's favorite line, which is the Dare line, which is now, sadly, as of the end of June, it's no more. But I read the hookup.
You just had to bring it up, Sarah.
Sorry. It is what it is. The Hookup by Anne Marsh. Now, I am not generally a fan of the Dare line. I read a few of them, but they felt too 50 Shades of Grey for me, which is not an area of romance that I am personally comfortable with, which is fine. I don't mind some spice in my book, but there's a line that you don't cross, and some of these books cross that line for me. However, Hookup read like a Blaze novel. So it was spicy. It was like it went there. However, it still felt fun and flirty, whereas I feel like the other Dare novels tended to have a darker undertone, whereas this one felt definitely fun and flirty. So it was about a woman who her ex-boyfriend does that whole revenge porn thing. And she goes to the offices of the place that put this video online and is like, dude, you got to take it down because she's a social media influencer. So her livelihood was at stake. And of course, the two of them end up starting a relationship. It was really cute. And I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, if more of the Dare novels read that same way, I probably would have liked the series a lot more. But again, that's my personal preference. So,
yeah, fun and flirty. The more that I start to now read Blaze, I'm like, yeah, they were like definitely fun and flirty.
But I mean, Anne Marsh, that's where she got her start, was writing for Blaze. So that's her comfort zone, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blaze seemed to have everything. Like one of the books that we're going to read this month. What is the first? Is it Dead Sexy?
Dead Sexy.
Kimberly Cowboy Race. Cowboy
Vampires.
Oh my God.
It's a series. It's what, Love Me at First Bite?
Yeah, Love at First Bite is what it's called.
Oh gosh, it sounds so good. I told Sarah, I was like, I don't think I'm going to buy all of them at once. And I bought the first three on the Harlequin site last
night.
That's
what I did.
I downloaded them to the Glow app. Can you explain the Glow app? Because I don't know, maybe people don't know about it.
You can talk about the Glow app, because I actually made a mistake of buying the Virgin River box set. And then I was like, I have to use the Glow app? Like, I was like, no.
I'm back in the day, you used to be able to just download the Harlequin ebooks if you bought them off the website. But now they have an app that is, I don't think it's just Harlequin. It's Harlequin, HarperCollins. There's a whole bunch. But anyway, you log into the app, you have to download the app, G-L-O-S-E, I think mm-hmm. is how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. And you log in with your actual harlequin.com login. And then it brings up like your library is all of the books, the eBooks that you've published. And then you can just use it as you would your Kindle app mm-hmm. or your Kobo app or whatever. And you know what? I was really hesitant towards it at first, just because I love reading off my Paperwhite and I prefer mm-hmm. that. But it's not bad. And for a lot of people, and I know Bree, you enjoy doing the text to speech. Mm-hmm. The app does text to speech for these
That's
books. And I actually,
I was like,
download. I actually think it's more pleasant to listen to than the Kindle text to speech. That's just my opinion. But yeah, so it does have that option, but that's all it is. It's just like Harlequin books only, that kind of an idea. So
yeah,
if you buy them off the harlequin.com website.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they had like yesterday, so I don't even know what today is, but
every Friday there's a sale.
Yeah, there's a sale.
Every Friday there's a sale. Don't buy it any other day, just buy it on Friday.
That's right. That's what I always say. Just buy on Friday.
So I bought the first three in the Love at First Bite, and then I can't even remember the other two. I know I bought like, I think a Jane Godman and a Michelle mm-hmm. Hoff paranormal the Nocturne. I think I bought two of those. I just bought like all five were old books, because me and Sarah, we buy them so early that now I'm like, oh, well, I have most of everything that I wanted.
Comes out in June. Yeah. I got all three of the Cowboy Vampires using my Harlequin rewards points. So they were all free, which was brilliant.
Yeah. That's another thing. I mean, for people that are interested, if you do buy from the website, or Sarah's even broken down a way, if you buy them from Amazon, you get rewards points. So I've been keeping up with it now. Just off of my order yesterday, I got 3,500 points. And I'm like, I don't know what
there's
this
a free
means,
ebook,
but
that's a free ebook, because it's 2,000 points for an ebook and 5,000 for a physical book.
Perfect. So another one, so let's do some presents. So I have two presents.
Go for it.
We've talked to, I have to do three, because I mean, we have to do
hello.
Three. So let's see, we have Queen by Royal Appointment by Lucy mm-hmm. Monroe, and Stolen in Her Wedding Gown by Amanda Cinelli. They're both June releases. Queen by Royal Appointment, it was so intense in the beginning, and I'm a very newbie to the royalty world. Like Sarah and I were messaging about it one day. I was like, I don't know, it's something about royalty, like I just don't care. And she's like, you're an American. She's like, here in Canada, you know, it's a lot different, like we
the
follow
queen's
them
on our money.
So I was like, I think you're right. So but it starts off very intense. I was confused a little bit, just because I am so new to royalty stuff, so all the terminology and you got to marry this person and stuff mm-hmm. it went a little bit over my head. But it's about this girl Natalia, who at 18 signs this contract that she has to marry this guy Constantine, who's a prince, or essentially him or anyone in his family. And, but they have to spend like 10 years apart. So they do. She's big on fidelity and honesty because of her daddy issue stuff. And so she learns that during the separation period, he's not holding up his end of the bargain and being not sexually active. So she agrees to do this magazine column of like 10 first dates, which it's nothing sexual or even about the date itself. It's mostly like what to wear cute on 10 first dates. But he thinks, oh, you went on these dates. So you obviously like slept with the guys after. And she's like, no. So she refuses now that the day has come. I'm not marrying him. He was sleeping with girls during this period. So his brother, Nikolai, steps in and he's like, well, I think you should still marry someone in our family. So I'll do it. And she's had a crush on him since she was a kid. So it's really like the girl getting the guy, but he's a widow. He has been married before. And she doesn't believe that she'll ever live up to his previous wife. Unbeknownst to her, like his previous wife wasn't a bad person, but she wasn't really about that royal life. Okay. So he's dealing with the baggage from that, but it was so good. He doesn't think he's romantic at all, but like Lucy Monroe nailed it with those mm-hmm. little romantic gestures in this. He's constantly like rubbing her hand and kissing the inside of her palm. And I'm like, you don't think you're romantic, Nikolai, and you are so romantic. So good. So definitely check that one out. Amanda's Stolen in Her Wedding Gown is the first book in her, oh my gosh, it's a new series that she's doing. And all of the heroines will be some type of neurodiverse, which I think is incredible. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something to look forward to. And then one that came out, I think in March, maybe March or February, was Bride Behind the Desert Veil by Abby Green.
Yes.
It was the like Middle Eastern fantasy of my life, of my dreams. I loved it. Like these two people meet in the middle of the desert. They mm-hmm. have a night, but they're mm-hmm. both betrothed to someone else, and the wedding is the next day, and then the wedding comes the next day, and who is it? It's them. it was so good. So those are three Harlequin Presents. I'm really new to Harlequin Presents, mm-hmm. But it is a lot of fun. It's so like Sarah's always told me, like, this is the fantasy, the romance. That's the fantasy.
When people think of Harlequin or category romance novels, Harlequin Presents are iconic.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the authors we've talked to, most of them have said their first Harlequins were Presents novels because they have that element of fantasy that, you know, it's amazing. They're amazing.
And it's cool now to go to like get into that series that, you know, is so popular and that most of these authors like started with.
Yes.
So yeah, like just chatting with like Nadine Gonzalez, for instance, she grew up in Haiti and they would get them secondhand from like France. They would like their Goodwills would ship them to Haiti. So as a kid, she mm-hmm. was, you know, getting these books from like the Goodwill or whatever in Haiti and reading, and it was Harlequin Presents.
Yeah.
It's just like so cool to now be reading those books and kind of experience the books that set the plans in motion for most of these writers to start writing in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And some special edition, I think, Bree, we need to touch on. We need to touch on a couple special editions. So we interviewed both these authors. We talked to Tara Taylor Quinn, who was actually our first. Was she not?
She was our second.
Our second. That's right. And so I read a book by her called Their Second Chance Baby. And it was, I've been a fan of TTQ for many, many years. But this is her most, this was actually her 100th book. And it's about an older couple. Like that's what it, like they weren't in their 20s. Like she was 40. They were married many, many years earlier, divorced, and they had embryos. And she's now 40, you know, her own eggs are not viable anymore. So she goes to her ex-husband, is like, hey, sign these over to me. And he's like, okay, why? You know, and then it kind of starts something between them. So he signs over his rights to them. So he doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't have to pay child support. He doesn't have to do any of those things, but he still feels in his heart, like biologically, these are my children. So they start a romance again. And I've always said that with second chance couples who were formerly married, the stakes are that much higher. You've already gone through the wedding. You've already gone through the divorce. Now to suddenly tell your family, hey, guess what? remember that wedding you were at 10 years ago? We're doing it again. You know, like
same person.
Same person. Because no, in reality, think about it in your own personal life. If you divorced your spouse and then 5 years later, you're telling your family, we're getting married again, your family's going to think you're off your rocker. Right.
Yeah.
So there's that whole bigger element there, but with the whole, you know, the fact that they were in their 40s and having a baby, I really, really liked it. And I know, Brie, you read the one by Terry Wilson that came out the same month, right?
Yeah, I read The Trouble with Picket Fences. And
yeah,
I love Terry Wilson. I love her. My first by her were her Hallmark publishing books. And when I read them kind of side by side or back to back, they read really similar. I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing. Obviously, I love both. I just can see where with Category, like you get rid of the fluff and you get straight down to business. Hallmark yeah. tends to read a little bit like that. Just they are a little bit longer. So they feel really like special edition books, mm-hmm. maybe just a little bit longer in length. But yeah, so I read The Trouble with Picket Fences. What I like about Terry Wilson, so what I've read so far is like, she will take an idea and just like put it in the middle of a page and just come up with all these other ideas that she can explore that. So mm-hmm. in The Trouble with Picket Fences, the whole thing deals with white picket fences. The heroine moves from Texas to Vermont. She has this cottage she's bought online. She gets there, there's a white picket fence. She doesn't want that. She's been told in the past, you're not the mom white picket fence type of person. So this object is like, reminds her of her past, get rid of it. And the hero in the book has some medical issues going on. He's a single dad. And so he's kind of like mentally put these fences up around himself to protect himself. And I just loved it so much. The characters are a little bit older. It's small town, but like Terry Wilson's books are so fun. She still finds yeah. a way to like sprinkle in fun in her books. And it was good. It was so good. So yeah, special edition is bringing it.
I love the special edition books. I really do. They're fantastic.
Yeah. If you want like contemporary, mostly small town, they will do some big city. Like we've been trying to research and like really understand what each series wants. I think if you're just a contemporary romance lover and you don't need all the glitz and glam, special edition is it.
And the heat level in those books depends on the author. Mm-hmm. Like Terry Wilson, I think her newer stuff, there isn't any of yeah. it, but there are other authors like the Harlequin team pretty much leaves it up to the author for the spice level. You're not going to get a dare type spice level, but you are going to have some, you know, scenes where you're in the bedroom with them, if you will. And then you're going to have other books where it's just implied. So,
yeah.
you know, depending on where you're comfortable, find an author that you like and read through their backlist.
Yeah, I remember I was reading An Officer and a Fortune by Nina Crespo, which yeah. is a special edition. And I messaged Sarah in the middle of the night. I was like, there's sex in this book and it's a special edition. So it just depends.
It all depends.
And then in the Terry Wilson, it was never even mentioned. So, you know, it just depends on what you want. Find the author and it's there.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I love this. So I love all these recommendations. Is there any final one? So you're like, you know, any final category? You're like, it's an oldie but a goodie that you should check out, or you know, what suggestions would be for newbies who are to the genre? I know you gave us recommendations from different categories, which is perfect. But what would you tell a newbie?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Find whatever. Like you said it earlier, Brie. If you like romantic suspense, check out the Intrigue line or, you know, the romantic suspense line. If you want small town category or small town contemporary, the heartwarming line is perfect. Or, you know, like we said, the special edition line. If you want faith-based romance, go to Love Inspired. There's some really great ones put out by Love Inspired.
Belle Calhoun people.
Hello. Yes. Yes. And Terry Wilson actually wrote her first books for Harlequin were for Love Inspired. You know, there's a ton of stuff out there. If I wanted to give a recommendation for like my end all be all favorites, I actually have to say it's the trilogy by Tiffany Rice that she wrote for Blaze. Ooh. That was yes. Read them in the full. Read the
Halloween treat.
Her Halloween treat in October, and then oh gosh, I'm gonna
the Christmas one is the one I've read. I need to read her Halloween.
But there's
treat.
Literally one for like you know October, November, December, and just read all three of them. They are an utter delight. They are like my favorite.
Yes, I love it. I'll put it on the show notes. My favorite one is November. This is the Thanksgiving one where there's like fake relationship. They have like, he has like a single parent, but he has like a grown adult, like not a grown teenager. And
oh, yeah. And his daughter works for the heroine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved it. Oh, God. It is so good. When he stands up to her parents.
Yep. I love that one.
Yeah. So, I think just, you know, and we're still learning, like we were under the assumption that Harlequin was the only publisher putting out category. And we're learning that like, that's not necessarily true. Like we're hearing that Entangled has a category series. We're just trying to figure out, okay, where do we readers find it? How do we know, you know, how do we know that this specific book falls under category? So we're in the process of like trying to learn all of that. But I think like we said earlier, figure out what you already read and then see what's out there. But then part of the fun is going back and finding the old stuff. I mean, there's so many series that are no longer with us. It sounds like somebody that's passed away, but I mean, like Temptation. I learned about that from Sarah. So I've been hauling those. There was a line called Kismet. There's like old Regency series that publishers put out. Like there's so many publishers that put them out and then they were bought out or whatever, and they're no longer with us. And it's just, I think that's part of the fun too, just backtracking to see.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, is that just give them a try because it's not going to cost you much. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. These are not, you know, $20 trade paperbacks. Go to your local thrift store. You can pick up four for a dollar. And just give them a try and just see, you know, we romance readers read so much that, you know, I look at a lot of these newer books. I'm like, oh, it hurts to pay that kind of money for that when I can haul 30 Harlequins for $20. Yeah. Right. But try everything and just see what fits you and what you like.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love these recommendations. So tell us where we can find your podcast and where we can find you online.
Go for it, Brie.
Well, we're everywhere where you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
We are everywhere. The Categorically Romance podcast. We're really active on. We have our Instagram.
Yep.
We do like Tuesdays and Thursdays, Page 100 Romance, which was started by an actual Instagram page called Page 100 Romance. Carrie, shout out to her. Hopefully she'll be coming back soon. But we try to be really active on there. Sarah will get on there and like do stories, talk about what she's reading. We try to post clips ahead of time of what episodes are coming up. Sarah runs our Facebook group. We have Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know,
it's a lot.
Sarah's always said like, there's this idea of like, these are like throwaway books. To be building this community of friends that love these, like we have a friend that lives in Italy and she posts like her editions of books and it's like, wow, you know? So It's so much fun. So come chat with us.
Yeah, no, for sure. And if you check out our Instagram, the link tree will give where you can find us all over. And I am also on YouTube as the Bookish Knitter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And she also does videos for Read Bliss. So more Harlequin stuff.
I did. But Read Bliss, we found out, is no longer. I can actually announce that now because they've announced it. They've gotten rid of Read Bliss and we're being amalgamated into the Harlequin YouTube channel. So check out Harlequin for lots of romance videos as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this. So thank you, Brie, and thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
Thank you.
It was so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libra FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libra FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libra FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libra FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibraFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.